Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, we live in a small little cabin out in the woods, and in our kitchen, we have a wood cook stove that we've used for over 20 years to make our food and heat our home. And it's always provided us with plenty of warm meals and many comfortable nights during the coldest of winters. But whenever you're around it, you need to give it its due respect and exercise caution, because it can bite you with the flames of its wrath. When Andrew loads it up full of firewood, it can produce a lot of heat. And if you tread foolishly around it, you can get burned. Although it's a quiet little stove, you must think carefully when you are working in the kitchen, considering the consequences beforehand for any actions and fear for the punishments that it can quickly inflict. And this reminds me of the Christian life. Many people in this world, including those who profess to follow the teachings of Scripture, really do not possess the fear of God. They're unconcerned about the consequences for sinful behavior and their stiff-necked rebellion against the will of God. And these people are out of their minds. God has not changed since the days of Noah. He has simply extended to us a period of grace that is only available through our precious Lord Jesus Christ. Those who don't change have no fear of God and had better get ready to be burned. Psalms 55:19 says, God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes. Therefore, they fear not God. The fear of God is to understand that he's going to punish sin. Many people who profess to be Christian don't possess this quality at all. Obviously, they did in the past, but this is a wicked time we're living, and it only proves that they're really not of God. This is because it is something that Jesus taught his followers from the very beginning. Matthew 10:28, he told them, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Nowadays, false prophets don't even believe in hell anymore. This is because they're so filled up with wickedness and hypocrisy that they don't want to believe that they're going to be punished for the wicked deeds that they do. So all they do is preach love. But they reject the main tenets of our faith: repentance, sanctification, and submission to the will of God. They're immoral men, leading people right into the fires of damnation with them. But get ready, because their punishment quickly approacheth. God will not allow it to continue, because he is not mocked. 2 Peter 2, verse 12. But these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime, spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Many people who profess to be Christian do not have any fear for the consequences of their immoral behavior. They claim to believe in God, but their impenitent actions prove otherwise. Fear is what causes a child to submit to their own dad. It's because they know that if they're going to do something wicked, he's going to punish them. Just the fear of knowing his justice can prevent them from doing things that are wrong. Many years ago, I spoke with an older gentleman, much older than me, who talked about when he had grown up in years past. He spoke about times of willful disobedience in his youth and encountering the vengeance of his dad, who took him out to the woodshed at times to straighten him out. You know, a man is the lord of his home and the authority over his household, and he is required to exercise judgment over his wife and his family. Joshua 24:14 says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth." Proverbs 16:6, "By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil." This world becomes more wicked by the moment, because many men today who claim spirituality have taken on the attributes of women. They exalt and worship women who were created to serve men. In the church, women are never to presume that they are above a man. And if you see these activities going on, or witnessed women teaching God's word in any manner, you met the false prophetess. The one who allowed it to go on is the false prophet and will reap the wicked fruit of their own labor. Jeremiah 2:19 says, "Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou forsaketh the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts." As I've taught for 20 years, there's no equality between men and women. We put out a flyer back then called the Nonprofit Church, which spoke about this very thing. There is not a true man of God among them. There is no equality between a general and a private. These are simplistic things to understand. There's no equality between a principal and a student. There's no equality between a king and his servants. One has authority while the other does not. You don't have to look very hard to see this wicked rebellion going on in high places of society today. I expect unbelievers to act in such a manner because they're ignorant of spiritual truth. I mean, they're in unbelief, but these wicked people profess to follow the cross of Christ. Take note of their evil deeds and let their shame come upon them across the country. Like the Antichrist himself, they have exalted themselves over the teachings and commands of Christ Jesus. Romans 3:18 prophesied, there's no fear of God before their eyes. In the days of Moses, Pharaoh, who was in a very high place of authority, had no fear of God. Jesus talked about an unjust judge who was the same way, but God is the highest authority of all, whether people want to believe that or not. Pharaoh, who felt that he was unpunishable, eventually met the wrath of God. God punished him, his people, and his country because of his own impenitent wickedness. Mark my words, it's coming again to all those who mock the true and living God, for they will be burned up like chaff in the wind and consumed in the fire of his justice. Hebrews 12, verse 28 says, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." Our God is a God of justice, and justice will prevail. If not in the hands of men, it will happen in the hands of his vengeance. This world is surrounded by false prophets, claiming to be religious, but living in complete rebellion against Christ. And with great arrogance, they claim that they have authority. But the only authority they possess comes from the fires of hell. The days of God's justice quickly approaches for them, and the fire of his judgment has already been kindled. Beware of all those who don't take heed to the teachings of our precious Lord, because without the fear of God, they're going to get burned. A consequence for their disobedient actions, just like any foolish behavior around our old wood cook stove. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.